We're at -5 in Ottawa.
All right, and our Live 88.5 car crasher with auto reviews is Jim Bray. You'll find Jim's auto reviews through live885.com on the startup engine. And this week, Jim got a chance to check out the Ford Fiesta. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But another car as well. Let's get Jim on the phone right now. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How did you like the Lexus HS250 Hybrid?
I am actually driving it right now, and I like it quite a bit. I'm not sure that I would buy it. It's just, it's just not my car, but that doesn't mean it's not going to be a car for many, many people. It starts at around $39,000, which is pretty good for a Lexus. And, of course, it is a hybrid, so if you're into, you know, saving the world and maximizing your gas mileage, it's pretty good for that. Right. And for people like me, it also has a power mode, which you can use to burn some extra gas if you're in the mood.
And what size automobile are we talking here?
Smaller than the ES. So it would be the smallest Lexus, actually.
It's probably
larger than a Corolla, I would say, but not much.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's they call it the HS250H Premium and Ultra Premium. So I, of course, just have the premium version, and it doesn't have some of the toys in it. Like, they've got this new cursor control mouse-type system that they make available in this car and also in the RX 350 SUV. And it's a way of using the navigation system and various other parts of, you know, interfaces of the car just by touch. And it's kind of neat. But mine doesn't have that. So all it has instead is a great big blank area that with a little door on it that makes yet another storage space. But it looks almost like an armrest sticking the wrong way from the dashboard. Kind of strange looking, but that's by no means a deal breaker. Overall, it's a nice little car.
Ultra premium.
Yeah, that'll have the cruise control, and it'll have that Mark Levinson audio system that is really nice, except to my knowledge, they still haven't fixed it. They had a problem playing DVD audio discs, and I've mentioned it to Lexus on numerous occasions, and I think they think I'm crazy. Hmm. Of course, they're going to have to take a number and stand in line for that.
How does a Lexus really stick out from any other of the other luxury cars that are out there?
Well, Lexus is all about refinement and luxury. It's not as much about performance, unless you're getting something like the ISF, which is just all-out performance. But, yeah, very, very hedonistic. They stroke you. They're comfortable. You know, they work nicely. Push-button start, keyless entry, you know, all the toys that you want, all the amenities, nice leather seating, just nice places to be to do the job of driving.
Cool. It's Catfish here on the Live 88.5 Startup, and that's our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Jim Bray right there. Auto reviews are available through live885.com. Click on the Startup Engine. And you also drove the new Ford Fiesta, the European thing that's coming to North America.
Yes, it's been available in Europe for, I would say, at least a year. And it's coming to North America sometime next year. It's going to be made in Mexico.
Okay.
So it's supposed to go head-to-head with cars like the Honda Fit, the Toyota Yaris, and the Nissan Versa, just to name three Japanese ones, also the Golf, I would expect, for German.
Right.
But, yeah, they flew a bunch of us into Vancouver and put us behind the wheel. I had about 9 of them there, and then we drove out towards Abbotsford, stopped at a parking lot that they'd turned into a handling course, and then we got to drive the Fiesta on that course back-to-back with the Yaris, the Fit, and the Versa.
Okay.
Now, it wasn't completely apples to apples because the Fiesta had better rubber than the other ones did. However, the other ones came with the standard rubber, and the Fiesta came with the standard European rubber, which is better than we're going to get here.
Right.
But all that said, the Fiesta blew them away. It was not only handling better, again, some of that would be the tires, but not all of it, but it's just a nicer car. It's beautifully executed. The interior is great. It's comfortable. It's peppy. It handles nicely. I really almost fell in love with this car for a little subcompact, which is, you know, I mean, usually I like something a little strokes me a little more. And, this one did the job.
When's the last time we saw the Fiesta?
It has been a while. I don't know exactly when, but I'd say probably at least 10 years.
And any sense of what Ford sees in this marketplace? They just need a really cheap little car?
Yeah, because they haven't really had one once the Fiesta was gone. You know, the Focus is really their entry-level car. And, again, it is stylistically challenged. But it's a darn nice little car.
Yeah.
And with this one is not stylistically challenged at all. This is, when you compare it with the Versa, the Fit, again, and the Yaris, it is by far the nicest looking of the bunch as well.
And Ford Taurus coming through as the best new family car in your list here of the car of the year.
That's right. That was at Test Fest, the Ford Taurus, best over $30,000. And, yeah, I'm not surprised. It's a nice car. Again, I find it kind of styling challenged on the outside. But, you know, once you get inside the car, you can't see that.
Yeah.
And really, as important as styling is, it is not the most important thing. And the Taurus has a really nice interior. It drives very nicely. Now, I took it on the track out at Test Fest, and it wasn't very happy about that. But, you know, you're not going to take this car on a racetrack.
Right.
If you want to do that, you get the upmarket, the SHO, the
the
show one. It's there for show.
Yeah. What surprised you out of the Car of the Year list and what made it?
One thing that surprised me, best new luxury car, the BMW 335D sedan. Basically, the main difference between this and the regular BMW 3 Series is that this is a diesel.
Right, right.
And as such, boy, that thing moves. Yeah, there's endless torque with a diesel, and the BMW was a lot of fun to drive. I still have issues with their interiors, and that's not one that I voted for in that category, but well, obviously shows how much my vote counts.
And your Mazda 3s did pretty well there, capturing both the under 21K and over 21K.
Yeah, it was actually up for three awards, but it won two. The base Mazda 3 for, under 21K, and that nudged out such cars as the Hyundai Elantra Touring, which I also liked very much.
Right.
And the Kia Forte Coupe, which was also quite nice. Very different, though. I mean, the other two were at least four-door. Yeah. But it was interesting because I got to drive the Elantra Touring and the 3 back-to-back. And when I had driven the Elantra Touring before, I had liked it as much that I thought that here was a serious rival to the 3,
right,
which has always been my favorite. And it still really is. But getting to drive the two back-to-back, I think the Mazda 3 is definitely the winner.
It's Catfish and the Live 88.5 Startup. And that's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, we do need a tip from you, Jim.
Well, one of the things I did down at Test Fest was take an advanced driving course. It was a full day, basically in the classroom and then out on the track. And one of the things they did was show us how to actually position our driver's seat. Mm-hmm. I had tended to drive with my arms more extended, and I got slapped for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what to do is position your feet so that your left foot will reach the floor. You can floor the gas pedal, basically, with your knees still a little bit bent. But the top of your body, position the seat back so that you can stretch your arm across so that the wrist just rests on top of the steering wheel without your shoulder having to come too far off the seat. And that is the optimum driving position. And I've been doing it since then, and it still feels really weird, but I'm going to stick with it until it feels natural because they had very good reasons for it, which is basically control. You are actually better on the steering wheel that way for whether you're going straight or you have to go into a panic turn suddenly, whatever.
Right.
Wrist rests on the steering wheel.
That's right.
Okay. Very good. We'll give it a try, Jim.
All right.
Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
All right, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Go to live885.com, click on the startup engine, fittingly enough with Jim, and you will find a link there for his auto reviews. Great for doing research if you're looking for a new automobile.
Yeah, because he goes a lot more in depth, certainly in his writing, than he can on the radio.
Yeah.
And all the cars are there.
Yeah. It's the Live 88.5 Startup, and it's 822. I'm Al Wahab now with Live 88.5 Traffic.
And this traffic update is for the city of Ottawa.